have some folks here on a number of items, so we're going to take 322 next, which is the local improvement district, and then we'll move to the proclamation about national service. So we'll call on everyone to come forward and be ready and ask you to read item 322.
Declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements west of Southwest 30th Avenue in the Southwest Dulf Court, Spring Garden Street, Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Novick.
Andrew Abbey.
Good morning, Commissioner Novick. Carla, I think I switched on 322. Or F5? Okay, thank you. Good morning. I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Joining me today is Lauren McGuire from Portland Parks and Recreation. We'll try to be very brief this morning. I know you have a very busy agenda. I just put up the map there of where the project is. On the left, you can see that the area of improvement is very close to Barber Boulevard, where we're planning future high-capacity transit. On the right is a more detailed map of the LID, and I gave copies of the presentation to Carla to pass around to you in hard copy form. Just to give you a sense of the infrastructure deficiencies in this particular project area, which is in Multnomah and Sweeney, we have a significantly higher proportion of streets that are paved without curbs or stormwater drainage or sidewalks in Multnomah and in Sweeney. You can see the numbers there. We've got over three times the rate here that we do around the city as a whole. And you can also see that we have much lower sidewalk coverage in this area. So we have about 61.4% sidewalk coverage citywide, but we only have about 19% in Multnomah and about 24% in Sweeney. And Sweeney has the lowest sidewalk coverage of any of the seven neighborhood coalitions. So with that context, I'll turn it over to Lauren to tell you a little bit about the park that is the impetus for this LID.
Thank you, Mayor Harrells and Commissioners. My name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the Capital Projects Team Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. We've been asked by our colleagues, Andrew, at PBOT, to provide a brief overview of the exciting new Spring Garden Park development project and to report on the successful public involvement process recently completed for the development of the park. The rendering up shows that Spring Garden Park, which is an existing 4.65-acre park located between Southwest Spring Garden to the north at the top of the slide and Southwest Dulf Court to the south. The Spring Garden Park project purpose, as established in the 2003 master plan, is to further the development of the existing park with a new playground and sitting area along Southwest Dulf Court and an ADA-accessible connection through the park to a gathering area and on to Spring Garden Street. The project will also add a picnic shelter, picnic area, a loo, and will improve the hillside area with native and northwest adapted grasses and plantings to protect and enhance the habitat value. The primary goals of the park design are to maintain and enhance the existing character of the park, which has broad vistas and open areas, to provide recreational opportunities with facilities that are consistent with those found in other neighborhood parks, including pedestrian connectivity within the park, and to protect and restore the natural resource areas. In February of 2016, we completed 7 months of public engagement process. That included three public open houses and five project advisory committee meetings. We received tremendous feedback and input from the neighbors, and we heard that there's also a need for increased pedestrian access along Dulf Court, where there are currently no existing sidewalks. As part of the park development process, we learned that with PBOT, that we require frontage improvements. Those improvements include a dedication of property 5 feet on Dulf and 7 feet on Spring Garden, and the construction of sidewalks, stormwater improvements, and street trees on both the park frontages. Understanding these requirements, we're now working with our colleagues at PBOT to create an LID in which these improvements can be completed. This LID resolution by PBOT seeks to incorporate additional frontage improvements from the park east to southwest 30th Avenue. Without this expansion of the LID, the sidewalks in front of the park will stop at the property lines of the park. The expansion area of the LID includes sidewalk east to the southwest 30th, which provides access from the mass transit located on Barber Boulevard to the park because there are sidewalks in that area. This is a positive development as it helps parks reach its goal of providing increased park access from neighbors within a half-mile walking radius. Additionally, based on community feedback, we have every indication that the expansion of the LID will have widespread support. Spring Garden Park will serve 1,359 households, 128 of which are not currently within a half-mile walking distance of a developed neighborhood park. So with that, we're excited for the opportunity to deliver another developed park to Portland and this community to long enjoy into the future and support the approval of this LID to allow people to walk to the park safely. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. I also wanted to recognize the great partnership with Travis Rubal and Parks, who couldn't join us today. So just to briefly explain the LID and move on to the testimony. So the planned improvements are partial street improvements along the park, so reconstructing the street along the park, but along Dolph Court. So when we reconstruct the street, we're talking both Dolph Court on the south side of the park and Spring Garden Street on the north side of the park. We also are proposing to widen Dolph Court and put in curb drainage and sidewalk to Southwest 30th Avenue. You can see from the slide that we have two assessment zones dividing up the park contribution and the non-park contribution. The park contribution of the LID would not change irrespective of whether we move forward with extending the sidewalks and the drainage. And all single-family homes would be exempt from the LID. Those responsibility for frontage improvements would be deferred but not eliminated. And then this shows you an example of what we're trying to avoid on the left with Spring Garden Park. We don't want to set up a situation where we build a beautiful new park and then parks have to find money in their operating budget to keep up with maintaining the frontage. What we really want to do is to emulate the success that we had last year with Cunamox Park at 52nd in Alberta, where we had a very well integrated PBOT capital project and parks capital project. These pictures here were taken on the right, December 8th of last year, and on the left, a little bit later than that, January 17th of this year. If you look at the picture on the right, I've drawn a pink circle around where people are discharging stormwater into the right-of-way from their private property, and part of the scope of this LID will be to provide better connections for stormwater disposal. You can see from that picture on the left that we have some riprap armor scouring and some ditch erosion. You can see the cracking in the pavement. We're at a pretty critical point right now where we can salvage this pavement if we put in the curbs and the drainage, but if we don't act now, then the property owners, in the absence of this LID, might be looking at a much more expensive reconstruct of the roadway in the future if they ever wanted to pull a building permit or otherwise redevelop. So part of PBOT Vision Zero objective, as you can see on this next slide, is we're trying to be sensitive to people with disabilities, and we're also trying to build good infrastructure that provides safe places for pedestrians to walk. And while Dolph Court is not going to be like 82nd Avenue, in the top picture, it does afford us the opportunity on a very steep slope of up to 10% grades in a narrow roadway, as you can see from this picture, to just provide a much more comfortable walking environment for people of all ages and abilities to get to the park. So really, our objective here is not to spend a lot of money on building a wonderful park that, as you can see from this picture, in the absence of sidewalks, would be very hard to get to unless you drove there. Parks is not planning an off-street parking lot, so they will be relying only on on-street parking, and we will only have a finite number of parking spaces. So we felt that it was important to provide other ways for people to get to the park. And finally, just to wrap up, this is a slide of some frontage improvements that were done at the bottom of the hill, very high quality. You can see that this is what works really well in this area, is to have good sidewalks, stormwater infrastructure that, for example, benefit kids waiting for the school bus. These sidewalks would provide a way for these kids to get to the new park when it's built. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Otherwise, I know we have some people here to speak
okay.
with you today.
Questions for our team. Thank you very much. Great project. Okay, let's hear from folks that want to speak on this item.
I have three people signed up. Sue Stoll, Jim Winkler, and Donna Rose.
Come on up, please.
Good
Good morning, Sue. Would you like to be first?
Good morning. Thank you all for being here and letting me talk. My name is Suzanne Stahl. I am here today representing the Accessibility and the Built Environment Subcommittee, which is housed under the Portland Commission on Disability, to show support for this project. The Accessibility and the Built Environment has been working with the city over the past several years to improve infrastructure such as streets and sidewalks to make Portland more accessible for all individuals regarding age or ability. And I feel this project supports our mission as well as the mission of the city. Installing sidewalks on Southwest Dolph will make it easier to access the park and to add an important piece of connectivity to the community and to those using transit. Currently, an individual is forced to walk in a ditch and wait at a poorly designed bus stop. By improving the sidewalks, not only is the city protecting its pedestrians, but it's also furthering the ADA transition plan. I'm glad that the city has listened to the community and stakeholders and developed a plan based on feedback. This is what the neighborhood wants, and we must respect that. Finally, I am pleased that this project involves the collaboration of two bureaus, Parks and PBOT. This type of collaboration does not happen often enough, and I'm excited when the city engages multiple bureaus for a project. This project is a win-win, and I urge you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Winkler, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. I'm Jim Winkler. I'm the president of Winkler Development Corporation, which developed the Headwaters project immediately located at Southwest 30th and Dolph. I want to commend the collaboration, but also this LID. The Headwaters project was driven by the desire to balance the needs of both the built and natural environment and named for the fact that it is at the headwaters of Tryon Creek. The stormwater improvements that are part of this LID are critical to keeping that creek as functional and healthy as it can possibly be. Moreover, the safety that Sue and others have talked about is critical. The slope is 10%. It is too steep. But in addition, I think that one of the things I'm most proud of, there are two things that I was most proud of with the Headwaters. One was that we were able to work with then-City Commissioner Francisconi and the Parks Bureau to dedicate our park systems development charges to begin the planning for the Spring Garden Park. And it's personally very gratifying a decade later to actually see the park starting to come to fruition. Secondly, we went to great effort to get a traffic signal at Barber Boulevard so that people could safely traverse that street and get to mass transit. Providing a safe way to walk to mass transit seems to me a very good idea if you want people to use mass transit. All in all, I think this is a terrific idea for the environmental benefit, the public safety benefit, and the fact that this very park-deficient area will have a park that people can actually get to safely. So I want to lend my support to it as somebody who spent a number of years across the street and developed the City Lights Project, which I thank you all, and to the Portland Housing Bureau, the Village at Headwaters, which is a low-income elderly project, and then also the condominium project adjacent there too, so that we have a mixed-income, multi-generational, mixed-tenure project adjacent to a park and with mass transit access, now with public with sidewalks on the other side of the street makes a lot of sense to me, and thank you for considering it.
Thank you for your partnership. Appreciate it.
Mr. Winkler, your project was not without controversy at the time, and so I really appreciate you coming back today to both note the success and the partnerships which have gone on over a decade or more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak before Andrew wraps this up? Thank you, Suzanne.
Donna Rowe just indicated she preferred not to testify today. I neglected to mention that we do have an amendment to the map that I'd like to move that amendment to substitute Exhibit B. If you could take a roll call on that before
okay.
We vote on the underlying resolution.
So Commissioner Novick moves the amendment to Exhibit B. Second. Any discussion? Let's take a vote to adopt the amendment, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Just a clerical amendment. Aye.
Hale.
Aye. And now a vote on the resolution as amended.
Fish? Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm sorry, I have to give a small speech because I'm so thrilled about this. I lived on Dolph Court for 5 years when I first moved here, and so walked on that street a lot, was part of the Jim Francesconi acquiring that property from the school district when the city gave money and we got those properties in return during the aftermath of Measure 5. So it's really exciting to see this project coming. I'm delighted to hear how much collaboration and there has been between the bureaus and with the community. I know there's a lot of excitement in the community. This is dedicating $725,000 in park system development charges to the street improvements, several million more in the park improvements. And this is construction fees that help pay for new capacity, and it's new capacity in multiple different ways. And it's, I appreciate you noting, Andrew, that Southwest has the highest level of lack of sidewalks, and we're also have several parks deficiencies. And yet the community there is very supportive of my direction and the citywide direction to continue to focus most of the system development charges in East Portland. Since I've been the Parks Commissioner, we've dedicated $36 million to East Portland through a combination of system development charges, the bond measure, and general fund with the council's support. And so although that's where the greatest inequities are and everybody is supportive of directing most of the money there, it is good to see that everybody benefits in some ways from growth as well as from the challenge, having to experience the challenges of growth. So thank you very much for your work on this.
Well, I have a similar history and a similar perspective to Commissioner Fritz, having started my civic life as a neighborhood activist trying to get sidewalks built in Southwest Portland. It's great to see more of them. So this is good work, and as you pointed out with your statistics, we have many more miles to go. But I just want to commend, again, this particular presentation. You know, Andrew, you just bring in these little minor political miracles on a regular basis where we have bureaus cooperating intelligently and figuring out how to solve problems, enlightened property owners signing up to tax themselves, and neighborhoods getting things done. And that's how it should be, but we appreciate the fact that you make it so. Aye.
Mayor, if I may, I apologize. My mind wandered for a second. I forgot we were about to vote on the main matter, so I just wanted to thank everybody involved and everybody who testified today, myself.
Yeah. Bye. Good work. Good work by you and your Bureau Commissioner. Well done. Thank you all. Okay. Yeah, I